This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Radio Show on this sunny December 13th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. A lot has happened in the last couple of days. We've had the climate agreement reached in Paris. All the nations there have signed it. 190-some-odd nations have signed this agreement. We're going to break that down for you. What does it mean? What is it going to cost you? It's going to cost you the Earth, basically. It's an astronomical. It's not just a planetary tax. This is going to be astronomical. But the good news is that they did not set up an enforcement mechanism as Obama wanted to have. So lacking an enforcement mechanism and lacking trying to dance around this and call it not a treaty when it really is a treaty, there's a lot we can do to stop this. But the key thing that we have to work against is the public perception. Now, a lot of people in America aren't buying this, but worldwide, they have created a massive panic on bad data. And we need to talk about what's going to happen with that. But we have an amazing confession from John Kerry that came out during the Paris Accords. You will not believe what he had to say. Now, we also have the French elections that took place today. Why, you say, would we cover the French elections? Well, because they're a referendum on the open borders of Europe and one of the places where we've seen the worst kind of Islamification in Europe. But it looks like they're going to go straight ahead to full-out Eurabia. We've had a coalition of socialists basically took themselves off of the ballot in the second round of voting. They have a two-step process. First, they have a multi-party democracy, unlike we have in the United States, where we have only two parties really allowed to participate in the process. There they have multi-parties. And so what they do is they have a two-step voting process. The lower results are taken off, and they have a second ballot. And that second ballot, the socialists who came in third removed themselves from the ballot completely, removed their candidates, and said, go vote for our hated opponents, the conservative Republicans. That's what they call themselves, Sarkozy's party there, just so we can stop the National Front, Marine Le Pen and her niece or something like that, that related in the family. Nevertheless, they had won in the first round. They'd won 6 out of 13 areas. They'd come in first place. So we're going to talk about that, the implications of that. Of course, the Washington Post is attacking Donald Trump by hitting him with Alex Jones and InfoWars. Thanks to Trump, the fringe news enters the mainstream media. So we're going to talk to you about that ad hominem attack, the canards that the Washington Post uses, and the double standard that they use. They don't criticize CNN, who's going to be the host of the debates this Tuesday. They don't criticize them for some of the reporting that they've done. They don't take it as endorsement MSNBC when Trump goes on and talks to some of these networks, or take it as an endorsement of CNN. You know, we've got Megyn Kelly, who told us in all seriousness with a lot of anger a year or two ago that Santa Claus is white. So, you know, it's we could find things to complain about with every outlet. But of course, what they don't like is the fact that InfoWars is rising, that InfoWars has credibility simply because we cover all the news and we look at it and we analyze it. We don't pretend that we have an objectivity that is disinterested in anything, that we're completely objective. No, we have a point of view, but we also have facts. We argue those facts from that point of view. We analyze the news for you. We debate the issues here for you, and we're upfront about our biases. We don't pretend that we don't have any biases, unlike Fox News or CNN or these other people who clearly do have biases. That's why they're losing their audience, because people aren't buying that. So either they're not aware of their biases or they're lying to you about it. But we're gaining ground here. We've got the Washington Post tackling us on that. And, of course, we have some new information on the terror front. We have a terrorist attack that was foiled in Switzerland by a couple of people holding Syrian passports coming in from France. Nevertheless, the Democrats are trying to come after guns. Now, these people were not using guns. They were using chemicals. Looked like it was going to be a chemical attack. What are you going to do about that? Are we going to have chemical controls? We'll be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Sunday, December 13th, 2015. This is the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Yesterday, they passed a climate agreement in Paris. We're going to talk about that, break that down. That's going to be the first thing up on our news, but we have a lot of different subjects to cover just to give you an overview of what we're going to be talking about. Of course, the Washington Post has now attacked Donald Trump for actually giving an interview to somebody that's outside the Beltway establishment. You know, he actually came here and talked to Alex Jones on InfoWars. Shame on him. He shouldn't do that. You know, that's we're giving the fringe news entering the mainstream. No, the reason we're entering the mainstream is because we are analyzing the news in a way that the mainstream media will not do. And we're clear about our biases. They pretend that they're not biased, but we're clear about it. So we're going to talk about that as well. There's also French elections. We've just seen the results of the French elections. They're important because they are a referendum on the Islamification of Europe. We just saw another terror attack, perhaps foiled, in Switzerland. It looked like there was going to be a chemical attack or some kind of explosive attack aimed at Geneva, Switzerland. It was intercepted by the Swiss police. They were a couple of Syrian individuals. At first, they were looking for five people. They've now arrested two. They found traces of explosives in the vehicle that they had and chemicals. So that is something that people should consider when they listen to the Democrats talking about how we now have to take guns away from law-abiding Americans because, you know, they might be used in a terror attack. Yes, guns were used in a terror attack in San Bernardino, depending on, well, we're not going to go into the details of that and the questions that many people have raised about that attack and which parts of it are authentic and which parts aren't. We know that the government is tracking everybody. Of course, we were called paranoid when we said the government was tracking everyone for a very long time. It's no question anymore. Ed Snowden revealed that to everybody. The government proudly boasts of it. And yet, even though they're tracking people, they can't spot these jihadis, they tell us, that pulled off this attack in San Bernardino. They can't spot them in advance and do anything about it. But you need more surveillance, even though they knew it. That's the cognitive dissonance that they're selling you. And now, even though we have open borders, and of course we cannot close our borders, we can't keep the terrorists out, we have to take guns away from people inside of America, legitimate owners of guns. And of course the people who are going to conduct terror attacks, they are not going to go through and check off all the laws and go through the waiting periods and the background checks to get their guns any more than they will to get explosive devices or chemical weapons or biological weapons or nuclear weapons. You understand that, right? And so we're going to also play a little bit of the clip that we had of Kurt Russell talking to an interviewer about the upcoming Quentin Tarantino film, Hateful Eight. The guy kept talking to him about how awful it was that movies would show guns in this day and age. And Kurt Russell kept explaining to him, hey, dude, this is about art. this is like a painting or something. It's not reality. You need to understand the difference in reality. But he just kept coming at him. So in a couple of spots, Kurt Russell actually talked about the reality of gun control and why you want to have the population armed. So we got a lot to talk about, but let's talk about the climate accord first. And before I do, let me preface it with this article that came out the middle of last week, where the Vatican has now got a document that they put out saying the Jews don't need Christ to be saved. Yes, the Jews can secure eternal salvation, says the Vatican, without converting to Christianity. The report unequivocally states that the church should not actively seek to convert Jews to Christianity. No, what you need to do is you need to convert them to climate socialists, because that's what we're hearing this entire weekend. We have saved the world. We're on the path to save the world. We were at the brink. We were all about to burst into flames, but we have now pulled this back by applying this religion of climatology. And you know what it's going to require? It's going to require massive indulgences paid to the crony climatists. That's what it's going to involve. It's going to be trillions upon trillions of dollars paid to people like Al Gore and Bill Gates, and they have the biggest grins on their faces. They cannot wipe those grins out. Here's the good news, though. When we look at this agreement, there were a couple of different options that they had, and quite frankly, I thought they were going to go for the full-on option of having a an international climate court that was going to review. It's actually called the International Climate Justice Tribunal that would be run by the United Nations. And, of course, Obama was pushing very hard. He said, we need to have teeth in this. We need to have an enforcement mechanism. We need to have penalties. And so the question is, if you've got penalties, you're going to have some kind of globalist governance that is going to assess those penalties and that is going to take the money for those penalties, a kind of global police. And they're still talking about that. Understand, that is still on the table, but it's not in this agreement. So that's very good that Obama failed to get that enforcement mechanism. And as they point out, when CNN looks at it, and a lot of these activists who were going around Paris wearing polar bear suits, I saw picture after picture after picture of people in polar bear suits holding up homeless signs. Another group of people in polar bear suits, and the Guardian had the caption underneath all these people wandering around in polar bear suits. Experts explain climate change, and it's like, okay, yeah, that looks like the experts. As far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of clowns dressed in polar bear suits. But anyway, they point out in CNN, they say this was short on specifics, such as how the plan will be enforced or how improvements will be measured. They've come up with some concrete goals. But if you look at the agreement, at the very bottom of it, it says that countries can withdraw from this agreement in 3 years. And, of course, it is not binding if it's not a treaty. And the Obama administration is pretending that it is not a treaty because they know they're not going to get this thing through the Senate. So it's kind of interesting how this is working out. But, of course, now Bernie Sanders is not impressed by this at all. He's one of the people who is wringing his hands. He's not happy with what's going on because, you know, Bernie Sanders has the only true solution to this. Destroy our economy with socialism. If you destroy the economy with socialism, you know, kind of Mao's cultural revolution, everything will be just fine. We can all go back to hoeing things by hand with wooden plows. And, of course, you won't be able to have livestock because livestock farting is just that's going to destroy the earth as well, according to them. You know, consider the fact of that they said that livestock, the things that we eat, okay, 14.5% of their unicorn gases are created by that, equivalent to the amount of unicorn gases that come out of all of the automobiles, all the planes, all the ships, all the transportation. So you add those two up, that's about 29%. And Bernie Sanders wants us to get down 40% reduction. So we got to get rid of all of our animals. We got to get rid of all of our transportation. And then we got to still do something. We're going to still have to do something. And so I guess what we could do is we could reduce the population. That's where these people always go, isn't it? See, you're the problem because you breathe out carbon dioxide. And, of course, they can't admit that God created a resilient world system here, a closed-loop system, whereas we breathe out carbon dioxide, it makes the plants grow faster. They absorb that. They emit oxygen. It's a resilient system. Yes, we can damage it, but it is very resilient by design. But look at this admission by John Kerry. This is very interesting. This is from WND, and they point out again, the best thing about this is that there is no creation of an international climate justice tribunal. This is what these people are calling for. That was what they had spelled out in detail. They had two options. One of them was, well, we're going to set up some goals and we're going to try to voluntarily abide by these goals. But then the other one, and they said, yeah, we're not really sure how many people will have to monitor that or exactly how that's going to work. But they had a very detailed plan for the International Climate Justice Tribunal. They knew exactly where the members were going to come from. They knew how many there were going to be. There were going to be 12. And so it's good that that didn't make it through this. But here's what John Kerry said, in case you think that I'm taking this not seriously enough for Bernie Sandinista. John Kerry said, the fact is that even if every single American citizen biked to work, carpooled to school, used only solar panels to power their homes, if we planted a dozen trees, if we somehow eliminated all our domestic greenhouse gas emissions, guess what? That still wouldn't be enough to offset the carbon pollution from the rest of the world. We'll read you the rest of that quote when we come back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Once I believed that aging was a slow, inevitable breakdown of the physical body. With a family history of heart disease, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, etc., my doctor's recommendation, cortisone, and possible surgery on my knee, statins for my high cholesterol. Then I became acquainted with MZ and his nutritional business. Returning a favor for picking up Alex, I became involved with taking supplements. Wow, what a difference. My knee pain went away, lost the weight my doctor wanted, have a lot more energy, vitality, feel like I'm in my 20s again, and making a great income telling my friends how they can do it too. I'm sold. Never again will I miss my daily liquid dose of 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. Check out InfoWarsTeam.com and find out for yourself. Call 877-551-1301. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got to pay today. Got me your pocket full of sand.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking about the new climate agreement, what it means for us, and we have an amazing statement by John Kerry, Secretary of State, what he said at the addressing the conference there in Paris. And I want to get back to that. But I want to clarify something, too. And that is, you know, I'm all for solar energy on a personal basis. I mean, I'm looking at it for my own personal basis as a means of emergency backup, as a means of getting off of the grid, because that is a dependency that I don't want to have. It's also a means of control. So I want to separate myself from that grid. Where it doesn't work, however, is when they try to use solar power on the grid. And that's what we've seen over and over again, where we've seen the massive crony capitalism involved in the Obama administration. Remember Solyndra? Well, there was a Spanish company that just went belly up as this climate conference was starting. I think the name of it was Abengoa, something like that. $3 billion, however, the U.S. taxpayers are kind of probably lose just on that one deal. And this was what they were doing was creating these massive solar power stations out in the desert to supplement the grid. And that's a problem because unlike when you're doing it on your at your home, when you're doing it on the grid, you have to have some kind of a backup capability. You have to be able to store that energy during the day, or you have to have a fossil fuel power generating plant, something that is going to be reliable to make up for the days when you have low output or where you're at the times when the sun is not shining at night. So there are issues that are there with the grid. There's one of the things I'm looking at, and I'm glad to see that InfoWars started carrying this. One of the things I've been looking for is to start out just an emergency backup supply. The InfoWars solar base station power supply, we've just introduced this. It's something they looked long and hard to find the best, most affordable, high-powered solar generator they could find. This is this uses a new battery technology, the most recent battery technology, and that's really the weak link at this point. The solar cells have been coming down in price quite a bit, but it's the batteries that have been the weak link in this. This is a lithium iron phosphate battery. It'll last up to 8 times longer than a typical unit. And these are 1,500 watts of continuous power, 3,000 watts peak for use in an emergency. And depending on how you use it, if you set this up in a permanent way in your dwelling, you can get a federal tax credit for the next year when you buy these things, 30% tax credit, depending on how you set it up. Of course, you'll have to look at the rules and see if that applies to your particular application. But again, it's one way I'm looking at this. I want to get, while it's still there, I want to get my federal tax credit to add solar to my home and actually help have the federal government help to get me off of the grid. I mean, what could be better than that using their stuff against them? So anyway, take a look at that. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Solar Base Station. Now, getting back to what John Kerry said, I thought it was absolutely amazing, and I only had time to read half of it. He said, if every single American biked to work, they carpooled to school, they only used solar powers to do their home, they planted trees, so forth and so on, it still wouldn't be enough to offset the carbon pollution from the rest of the world. And he went on and continued. He said, if all the industrialized nations went down to zero emissions, Remember, he said, I say zero emissions. He stressed it himself. It wouldn't be enough. Not when more than 65% of the world's carbon pollution comes from the developing world. And so that's the issue that they're looking at there. What they're trying to decide at an international level is whose economies are going to be allowed to grow and whose economies are going to be forced to shrink. And guess who's going to be forced to shrink? We will. China will be allowed to grow. We've already seen that agreement with Obama and China earlier this year, saying that we're not going to slow down their rate of growth until long after we have capped and decreased our rate of growth here. So we know that these other countries are going to be allowed to continue to grow, but it's even worse than that, folks. They're going to make us subsidize massive green energy projects in the developing world. So we're going to have to pay for that. And who's going to make the money out of that? It's going to be the same kind of crony capitalism that we just saw fail with the Spanish corporation that American taxpayers are on the hook for. Now, in this article from WND, they talked to Chris Horner. I've interviewed Chris Horner in the past. He's a very interesting guy. He's author of a lot of different books on climate change. I worked with him to try to uncover the data that the climate people don't want you to see. Back in Virginia, of course, we had Michael Mann, who had been doing work for the University of Virginia. He'd been collecting information, and they'd been producing climate models that were the basis of public policy, and yet they would not show you the emails or the original data. This is all part of, he was caught up quite a bit. He's probably the American scientist that was caught up more in the climate gate coming out of the UK than any other American. He had a lot of emails that he was going back and forth. And of course, they were saying things like, we need to hide the decline. It's not matching what our models are. And so we said, well, let's see what your original data is. And so they fought very hard against that. They fought against the Attorney General in Virginia. They fought against fought it every step of the way through court, saying these are private emails. You're not going to be allowed to see them. It's like, well, okay, fine. But you were doing this while you were on company time, while you were being paid by the taxpayers working at this public institution doing research, being paid by the public to do this research, and the results of your research are being used for public policy. And they said, well, yeah, but it's copyrighted stuff. It's like, no, you've already published your findings. We just want to see what it was based on. So it went round and round, and Chris Horner was adjudicating that. He's also argued before the states, before the Supreme Court, author of Red Hot Lies. And of course, he was labeled a climate criminal along with Mark Morano of Climate Depot. Remember, Alex Jones interviewed him last week. He had a film that previewed in Paris talking about scientists, interviewing scientists who had changed their position. I think it's interesting. I haven't seen his documentary. I'm very anxious to see it. But I know, for example, that the guy that came up with the Gaia theory, I think his name is Lovelock, if I'm not mistaken, British scientist. I remember when we were in the UK in 2001, there were just articles all over the place about the Gaia theory. And I took we took our kids to the London Museum, Children's Museum, and up on the third or fourth floor where they had a play area, they had this continuous loop putting out Gaia theory, which essentially said the Earth is a living organism. Yes, there's a lot of resilience, and you could look at it as a living organism. But then saying that humans, yeah, Americans primarily, but humans in general, were a virus that we needed to be eliminated. That's the essence of the Gaia theory. It's a kind of a paganism, and that's what the Pope has embraced a great deal of as well, in trying to make this moral case for climate change. But anyway, it's interesting to see that scientist who came up with the Gaia theory and was one of the people who was pushing a climate change and man-made global warming, he now rejects global warming. So they're attacking people, talking about them being criminals. Those are the tools of the left. When we talk about PC, political correctness, we need to understand that it is really about propaganda and censorship, trying to criminalize speech of people that you don't agree with. That has no place in science. And when people are telling you that, they're not scientific authorities. We'll be right back.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists. And we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as battles green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking about a variety of issues, and I've got some other subjects I want to talk about. We've been talking about the climate agreement that was agreed to yesterday and announced yesterday, and I've got a couple of more things I want to say about that. I want to talk about their political tactics. I just touched on it at the end of the last segment. I also want to talk about their scientific methods, and I want to talk about where this is headed, a new space race with satellites looking at your energy usage and assessing fines. That's where this is really headed. We've also got some other things we're going to be talking about. As soon as we finish that, we're going to be talking about the elections in France because, of course, it was something of a referendum on the Islamification of Europe, as well as the Swiss terror plot that was just uncovered. And, of course, the Washington Post is attacking Donald Trump by using InfoWars against him. So we'll talk about that and the developments in politics because we're going to be covering the debate this Tuesday. We'll be doing that live on the InfoWars Nightly News with our news crew. So tune in and watch that. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But let's go back to the climate situation. Let's talk about their tactics here because there was a story that came out of the Daily Mail, a UK paper, this last week. A guy there named Quentin Letts, How I Was Vaporized by the BBC's Green Gestapo. This was something that the Drudge Report linked to for several days. I don't know, it may even still be up on the Drudge Report, but it was up for several days because this really is instructive on how these people roll. This is how they have gotten a lot of people in the public concerned and frightened out of their mind about something that I believe is not an issue whatsoever. But listen to their tactics. He said, earlier this year, this is a comedian, earlier this year I made a jaunty little Radio 4 program, this was the BBC, called What's the Point of the Met Office? Last week, after a bizarre and focused lobbying campaign from environmental activists, the program was removed from the BBC's iPlayer playback facility. To adapt Orwell, his program became an unprogram, he said. One moment it was there, available to licensed fee payers to hear at their convenience. The next, kerwhack, it disappeared as surely as one of those Islamist-owned oil derricks in Syria, snotted by an RAF Paveway missile. Ladies and gentlemen, the left had struck. I had been censored, expunged, deleted, dealt with, as the RAF types put it. He says it was fueled by a mad BBC bureaucracy that has demonstrated the sort of foot-stamping insistence on orthodoxy. That is perfect. Foot-stamping insistence on orthodoxy. How many times have we seen that? Arrest these people. They dissent. They don't think that the Earth is the center of the universe. Arrest them. Okay. Not seen in peacetime, he says, since Oliver Cromwell's Commonwealth in the 17th century. Yeah, it has a lot of historical precedents. And nothing ever comes out of this that's good. And, of course, we've already seen Jeremy Clarkson, Top Gear crew, one of my all-time favorite programs. We've seen them driven off by the foot-stomping orthodoxy of the BBC. They continued to tweak the BBC on all their political correctness, and they were eventually they found something they could get rid of them for. And, of course, they're laughing all the way to the bank. Going through Amazon, these guys became richer than they could ever have imagined, and I can't wait to see their new program. Now, going back to climate change here, the activists in Paris are denouncing the deal as weak. Yeah, it doesn't have any enforcement mechanism, but that's coming. You hang on to that. They're going to make that dream come true. They're not going to give up, and we're going to talk about that enforcement mechanism, but let's talk about, first of all, their goal. 2 degrees Celsius. They don't want to see global warming change by more than 2 degrees Celsius. That's about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, now, as Alex talked to the founder of the Weather Channel last week, meteorologists and anybody who really has been involved in actually measuring stuff in the real world knows that there are tolerances and limits on this. This is what I said when I want to talk about their scientific method. When I was in engineering, and we would go through and we would run our models, and you know, we typically would take things out to 3 digits of significance. And I remember saying to one of the professors one time, is that enough? Don't we need more than that? And he goes, you're crazy. He goes, you're not even going to get that in the real world. You're not even going to get 3 digits of significance. And what the founder of the Weather Channel said, he said when he was a young guy and they had mercury thermometers and everything, you didn't have that kind of accuracy to say that we're going to limit this to 1.5 degrees centigrade or 2 degrees centigrade or the Earth is going to melt. You don't have that kind of data. I know from experience that as we would look at our temperature in our cars, we would drive from the little town of Raleigh to the even smaller town where we lived outside of Raleigh, most heavily covered by trees. We would always see the temperature drop 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit We would see that all the time. Just in the drive from Raleigh to the exurbs. I see it here in Texas. I still see that kind of temperature drop from where I live and where I work. The reality is that in cities you have heat islands. The temperature is higher there. So it's very dependent on where you put your thermometer. A lot of these places where they're collecting the temperatures are on airport tarmacs. Guess what? You're going to get a much higher reading there than you're going to get if you put it on a tree in the forest. It's very dependent on where you measure the information. And they want to say that they want to limit this to 1.5 degrees Celsius with a baseline going back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. They don't have the data for that to start with. They don't have global temperatures for what was happening at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. They can infer those temperatures from ice cores and other things, but of course, then there's a lot of modeling, a lot of assumptions involved in that. It's not a hardcore measurement that they're doing there. Okay, so keep that in mind. These people are basically giving you something that you can't really accurately measure, and they're using that as a basis to re-alter the world's economy, to set up world governance, to set up the biggest scam of multinational corporations working with government people like Al Gore is part of. That's the biggest scam the world has ever seen. That's what this is truly about. It is junk science, if I've ever seen junk science. Now, where is this headed? This is headed to a very authoritarian regime. Look at this article. This is from Reuters. A new space race, satellites could test the world's climate vows. This is how they're going to verify it, okay? And this may be why they didn't come up at this point in time with any hardcore mechanism, international mechanism to assess fines, to measure all of this, because they didn't have a way that they could bluff that on you, okay? Scientists from the United States, Japan, and China are racing to perfect satellite technology that could one day measure greenhouse gas emissions from space, potentially transforming the winner of these contracts, lots of bucks, okay, into the world's first climate cop. So not only is there a lot of money involved in whoever gets this contract, but then they're going to be the climate cops, the climate police. That implies a world government, doesn't it? These cops are going to work, these climate global cops are going to work for a global governance. And then they say they're going to monitor a single country's net emissions from above. It will not only become an important tool to establish whether it's met its promises to slow global warming, a point of contention at the climate talks in Paris, but it will also help emitters to pinpoint the sources of greenhouse gases more quickly and cheaply. Guess what? They're going to take that right down to your single house. They'll have the technology to do that if we don't stop them. We have to understand the principle involved in this. We understand where it's going. This is about global governance. It's about crony capitalism. And it's about monitoring and controlling everything you do. I find it interesting that they don't want to accept the satellite measurements of temperature. They don't want to accept the NASA satellite measurements showing that the polar ice caps have increased to record levels. But they will accept it if they can use it to charge you a fee. And that day is coming. And they are working very hard to see who's going to get the big bucks. It's just like the military-industrial complex, folks. They're going to go to war with you over your energy use. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the Islamification of Europe.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about the election that happened in France today. We just got the returns just before we went on air. We're going to tell you about that and talk about the Islamification of Europe, because that's what this essentially was a referendum on. Before we do, I want to let you know about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have an essentials pack, 33% off retail if you buy Survival Shield X2, Super Male and Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet. You get that 33% off retail. We have a cleanse pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder, 28% off retail. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 15% off. That's a sale that's going on. And everything at the InfoWars store is available right now with free shipping. That's a huge saving. So take a look at the specials that are there. That's not all the specials. We've got a coffee special. We've got another special just on Deep Cleanse by itself, 17% off. And, of course, we have some new products, the solar base station power supply, as well as a premium power pack that you can use to even start your car. It's got all kinds of connections to it. You can use it for your bug out bag, keep your devices running, as well as even jump start your car. That's how much power it's got in it. So take a look at those. Free shipping right now for Christmas, and we have amazing specials on a wide variety of products. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, today they had a second round of elections in France. Now, the first round was won 6 out of 13 by the National Front, which is a populist party had been very controversial. They had been accused of fascism. Of course, they will always accuse anybody that talks about nationalism. They will always talk about them as being xenophobic. I haven't looked at, quite honestly, the National Front Party to make a decision on it. But what it has become is a referendum on whether or not they're going to have open borders. France, more than anywhere else, we've seen multiple terror attacks there, and we've seen a more open immigration policy in that country than any of the other European countries, except perhaps maybe Germany. And so there was a huge pushback against that type of policy. The people are not happy with what's going on. They're not happy with being flooded by people that they're told are refugees. And, of course, nobody wants to talk about how they became refugees. They became refugees because of wars that we fomented, that we equipped. Nobody wants to talk about that, especially not in American politics. But we're told that they're refugees when, in fact, most of the people who are coming in are young men in their early 20s to mid-30s. And we cannot vet where these people are coming from. We don't know if they're Syrians or if they've got forged passports. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's first talk about what happened. Now, they had a first round of elections last week. 6 out of the 13 regions were won by the National Front Party. It was a huge sea change in the electorate there because of the pushback against this open immigration policy. That was the basis for their popularity. They got 28% of the vote. That was last weekend. They hold their elections on Sunday. So today they had the second round. And what happened, I thought, was very interesting. Because the far-right party, they call them the far-right party, but in order to keep the people who were against the open borders out, the socialists who came in third took their candidates off of the ballot and told their voters to go and vote for their arch enemy, the Republicans. So you've got the Republicans and the socialists uniting against the people who said, we don't want open borders. Doesn't it sound like America? Doesn't it sound like what's going on with Trump? You know, as we had, as we interviewed, what's the guy from the Daily Caller that we had last week? Tucker Carlson, thank you. As Alex interviewed Tucker Carlson said, Donald Trump running as a third party, he's already running as a third party because he is talking about things that the Republican establishment doesn't want to talk about, doesn't want to go near. The fact that people are outraged that we have this uncontrolled immigration coming into our country. We have no control over the numbers of people coming in. We have no idea who these people are. There's no way to vet them. And we're now going to not only keep our borders open, but we're now going to specifically fly them in from war-torn areas, places where we have gone in and bombed the areas to radicalize people, and now we bring them into our country to create a terror attack. As I was looking, remember, we talked about this on the radio, how the Iranians, there was a drudge put up the scene where they were planning on, they had like a military drill where they were going to take back the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. But what they did was they created a model of the Dome of the Rock. They didn't even create the right mosque. And they're running around with their pitchforks, essentially. I mean, it looked like Monty Python's Holy Grail. I said, which one of them is holding the coconuts, you know, for the making the horse noises? It was absolutely ludicrous, this little exercise. I said, they can't project power. The only way that they're a danger to people is if we get them angry and upset and then bring them into our country. There's the picture of it. It looks like it's straight out of Monty Python. And then that picture right there, if you're looking at this on video, that is the Islamic version of what they want the world to look like. Everything reduced to smoking ashes except for the little mosque there. And they've got the wrong mosque that they put up there. Nevertheless, they're not a threat to us unless we attack them, make them angry, and then bring them into our country. They can't project power. They would very much like to do something in this country, and they will be able to do something if we bring them in massive numbers. So the socialists united with the conservative Republicans in France to keep out the people who were going to do something about the open borders. And the interesting thing about it is, the National Front leader, Marine Le Pen, and it was also Marion Le Pen, a relative of hers, they were both expected to win. They both lost. Marine Le Pen was running for election in the area of Calais, where we have seen video after video of the problems there. Remember the videos, and we've shown this in reports on the nightly news. We've shown it on the radio. If you haven't seen this, you need to go to InfoWars. You can find the report. This trucker from Hungary. And as he's driving along the highway there, there's just these gangs of punks spoiling for a fight, standing in the road, daring the truckers to hit him, throwing rocks at the truckers, jumping on their trucks, trying to cut into them, bending their mirrors, and they've done far worse in many cases. She was running in Calais, and she got beat because they pulled the socialists off and made it a two-way race. That's the way these people roll. As they point out, the socialists told their voters to vote for the party of Sarkozy, who is widely despised by the socialists. But the one thing they cannot have is people coming together and stopping these open borders. There's the picture if you're looking at that. And right there, he's kind of running fast. But there's other spots where he's stopped and they're just standing in the road. I mean, just infuriating to watch it. And of course, you might want to turn off the subtitles because he's got some real very creative phrases that he throws at these people, and they translate them there for you in English. But as all this is happening, we've got another terror attack coming. We've got an article up on Infowars.com today. Syrians arrested in a Swiss terror plot. They were transporting toxic gas for a Geneva attack. Swiss authorities said Saturday that two people of Syrian origin had been arrested on suspicion of transporting explosives and toxic gases. Swiss authorities had been on the lookout for five alleged Muslim terrorists thought to be planning an attack on Geneva this week. Two of the suspects were arrested on Friday. The men were transporting explosives and toxic gas for an alleged terrorist attack. That was reported by a French newspaper because they were caught them coming in from France. And as I look at these pictures, they've got pictures of the suspects there, and they've got black redacted bars over their faces. And I don't understand why you would say, hey, we're looking for suspects that we think are going to be involved in a terrorist plot, and they look like this, but we can't show you their faces. So they black it out. I mean, to me, that is a metaphor for this whole phony war on terror. It's like, yeah, we got terrorists, but we want you to help us find them, but we're not going to let you see their faces. So we're going to redact that off of their faces. Now, they're pointing out that they only found traces of explosives in the car. They say more arrests are expected to be made in the coming days amid heightened security on Switzerland's border with France. Where else? With France. They say the two men spoke Arabic. They had valid Syrian passports. They had just arrived in Geneva. Now, on Friday, Kurt Nemo had an interesting article, and he talked about the Syrian passports, and he talked about how Fox News has been talking a great deal about how Syria is a problem, that they've been fingering Syria and al-Assad for passport technology they say was left behind and now being used by the Islamic State. And Kurt goes into great detail about how, remember when we had 9/11? Remember how we had a whistleblower, Michael Springman? And he told us that he was forced to issue, in spite of all the protests that he gave to the General Accounting Office, to the State Department, to the embassy there, he was forced to issue these passports to people. 10 out of the 13 passports of people who supposedly attacked 9/11 coming out of Saudi Arabia, 10 of the 13 passports were issued out of the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. He was told this is being run by the CIA. If you want a job in the State Department in the future, you will change your mind about issuing passports to terrorists. That's the way they roll. Now stay with us when we come right back. We're going to run a special report from John Bowne talking about the move to shut down your freedom with cars. We'll be right back.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.